Some frogs are tiny and transparent, just like crystal figurines. Now, appropriately enough, they're called glass frogs, and they can achieve near total invisibility. Scientists now have a window into how they do it. NPR's Ari Daniel tells us more.
A few years back, Jesse D'Elia, now a biologist at the American Museum of Natural History, was in Panama. He was wrapping up a field study on a type of glass frog, and he brought a handful of these translucent frogs, each no bigger than a half-dollar coin, to the lab for a photo shoot.
I wanted to get some photos of the glass frog bellies, and so I put them in petri dishes. You could see the circulatory system. It was red, with red blood cells.
And then it wasn't.
When I came back later, it was gone. It was crazy.
As if the arteries and veins filled with red blood had just melted away. He then took a video of the glass frog's pumping and seemingly bloodless heart. D'Elia sent it to his collaborator, Carlos Taboada, a biologist at Duke University.
It was colorless. It was insane.
Not even the telltale red streak of a vessel in the frog's belly was visible.
I had never seen anything like that.
The biologists wanted to know, how did the frogs hide their blood? Where did all those red cells go? In a new paper out in the journal Science, D'Elia says they now have an answer.
They hide most of their red blood cells in their liver?
Their liver, which is coated in reflective crystals. During the day, while the glass frogs are asleep on green leaves, they're vulnerable to predators, so they cram their livers full of red blood cells to become super transparent, far less visible to those who'd eat them. As they sleep, those red cells transport very little oxygen.
It means that they probably have some specialized metabolism, some alternative process that allows them to keep their cells alive during transparency.
Then, at night, when the frogs become active and they're going about their regular business of feeding and mating, the amphibians release their red blood cells back into circulation. In the dark, predators no longer rely on visual cues. Rather, they detect vibrations in the leaves or use chemical signals. Once it's daytime, the cycle begins anew. Carlos Taboada again.
They pack like 90% of their red blood cells in a really, really small volume. Normally, those conditions can trigger like some clotting disorders.
It's a remarkable adaptation that allows these little frogs to pull off their vanishing act. Ari Daniel, NPR News.